This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You want to know the direction of the NFL, where the league is almost literally headed? Forget the playoffs this weekend. Pay attention instead to the owners' meetings next week. That's when we're going to get the first inkling of which team or teams are going to move to Los Angeles. The Rams, the San Diego Chargers, and the Raiders have all filed paperwork to make that switch. The teams have also all tried to get new stadiums built where they are. But as often happens, negotiations have fallen apart over building costs that can top $1 billion or more per stadium. But with those prospective moves to L.A., the three teams in play say they want to offer fans a new stadium experience. Marketplace's Andy Baxter looks at what that means, bottom line.
Among the features of the new stadium experience, a lot more clubs and lounges to hang out in. Here's Don Murray, a facilities reporter with Sports Business Journal.
These hospitality spaces play a huge role in kind of escalating the experience.
Then there are the technological bells and whistles. Ubiquitous Wi-Fi, the ability to order food and drinks right at your seat via an app and have your grub brought to you. Jeff Knappel is head of Van Wagner Sports and Entertainment. He worked on the latest NFL stadium set to open in Minnesota this year. And Knappel says old stadiums just aren't wired to make all the new tech stuff work easily.
How do I create an environment where people can bring and are operating off of their second device and still have it not crash?
Knappel says another part of the new stadium experience can include exclusive game video that fans can't get at home.
Different kinds of replays that people could see from angles and so forth while they're sitting in the seats.
But is it still worth spending $1 or $2 billion on a new stadium instead of just rehabbing the old one? Knappel says new ones generate more revenue, like advertising and naming rights, and stadiums serve another important purpose, according to Paul Swangard at the University of Oregon.
There's a lot of literature that still suggests that the way you become a fan of a sport is often your ability to experience that sport live.
But still, the competition from home viewing is stiff. PricewaterhouseCoopers projects that in the next couple years, the North American sports industry will likely see more revenue from media deals than from tickets. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.